to be all right no matter what you're going through today. I'm going to take a minute to talk to my neighbors and my brothers and sisters out there. It is going to be all right. It's going to be all right today. Whatever you think is not going to be all right, I'm here to tell you it's going to be all right. Because we're going to get the right idea about things. You're not here alone. There is help. There is help. Whatever it seems to be. Financial. Some of us are fighting to keep our children from the family court system. Some of us are fighting to keep our apartments. That's right. 212-209-2950. Some of you are not having those fights at all. You're trying to challenge depression, or you're unemployed, or you don't like the work that you're doing, or you don't like living with the husband or wife that you have. There's an answer. There's an answer. Help someone else. Some of you have more than others. You call. Pledge $500. Say, give that. Say, take $250 of that and give a package to someone who can't afford it. That's the thing to do here. That's the neighborhood I want to live in. The planet I want to live on. That's right. 212-209-2950. Those are the things I'm encouraging in us. Our finer qualities. The sharing, cooperative qualities. The mind-liberating qualities. Understanding immortality. I'm not afraid to die. That's right. Because I don't believe in that. That's right. Dr. King told you that. He went to the mountain and what? He saw the other side. He said he wanted to live a long and fruitful life. But I'm not afraid. Didn't he tell us that? That's true for each one of us. 212-209-2950. We can make things happen here. We can liberate our African minds, as Utrecht says. I love when she says that. Liberate your mind, whatever mind it is, African or otherwise. The more liberation we all have, the better off we'll all be. 212-209-2950. That's it. Here we go. 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 All right, 212-209-2950. I have a few more minutes with you. Let's make them productive minutes with you. We got a lot of issues out here to handle, and we need to handle them intelligently. It's 8:03 in the morning. This is Marjorie Moore. I've been with you since 6 o'clock. I woke you up, I hope, and put this package into lots of WBAI hands out there. Egyptian yoga, a must-have in your library. 212-209-2950. We need to see a flurry of calls. I actually do have time to go back and perhaps play a little more for you. We'll do that because I want, you know what, some of you probably will not participate, and I want to love you too. I do. And I do that by playing as much of the tape as I can get in without getting into trouble here. You hear? I'm thinking about you too. Because at some point you're going to hear something that inspires you. And when you do, I know that you will call here and you too will become a member. You'll get the book for $100 and the CD for $150. $150 will get you the book and the CD. All right? I know you're there. 212-209-2950. We'll bill you. That's right. You can break it up into installments. We'll deal with that. We do EFT, electronic funds transfer. Thank you for that call. Now, if you all join that caller, because our volunteers are in there waiting, then we'll go back to this tape for a few more minutes. And let me just say, if you would like to volunteer, come on down to 120 Wall Street and say hello. I'm here. Lots of us are here. Say hello to us. Have breakfast with us. We have a lovely breakfast spread every day for volunteers. So come on down. We have lunch, too. And if you're here at night, we have dinner. Great food. And thank you to all those restaurants that participate in feeding us during the pledge drive. But most of all, thank you, listeners, for making this day positive and abundant. All right, now I have an opportunity to play a little more of Dr. Ashby for lots of you who are in the stage where you're trying to make up your mind. And I'm going to play a little bit more of him right now. But you got to promise to stay tuned. And you promise that when you hear the thing that inspires you, you'll make that call. 212-209-2950. We'll be back in a minute.
When I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by. And I hold on,
hold on.
Strangers coming,
strangers come.
Hold on,
hold on.
So we're at
night.
Hold on,
hold on.
You can make it,
you can make it.
Hold on,
hold on.
Everything
will be alright.
Some people like to run. Some people like to hide. Some people like to run away from the pain inside. Now it's your business. Do whatever you wanna do. But if it don't work out, here's what you oughta do. Now just hold on.
And this whole discipline forms actually the basis of Kemetic culture, really. And it has its basic level for the masses, and also it has its higher mystical, philosophical level, the metaphysical level. And that is contained in another book that we have now that just came out last year, which is called The Book of the Dead. And if there's an opportunity, we can do a talk at some point on that. And of course, that is where the teaching that we spoke about earlier, the Nahas, comes from. And that whole book that people have come to know as the Book of the Dead, which is really called the Book of Enlightenment, that's really the term that it really should be translated into. This book leads to. It has instructions that lead a human being, if correctly understood, to a place in life where they are supreme masters of their life. They are masters on this physical plane. And only those masters were able to do the great things that were done in ancient Egypt. Only those great masters were able to leave a legacy that still is with us today, which we are recovering right now. So this great Purim Heru, Book of Enlightenment, is one of the great legacies of ancient Egypt. And it is actually a physical manifestation, shall we say, of the religious process. In fact, it is the manual through which the spiritual philosophy is to be practiced and disseminated. And many people consider it as the Bible, but it's really actually not a Bible. It is actually an instruction manual on attaining enlightenment, on practicing the myth. And that is, you know, when I use the word myth, that also brings up several ideas in people's minds. Because Western culture has engendered the idea that a myth is essentially a lie. A myth is something that is like imagination. It's not something that is real or true. And of course, people outside of Western culture don't feel that way about myth. However, these are the kind of things that we're talking about. We need to expand the horizons. So the people who like to say that they're down with Africa and they're into African culture and they're down with Kemet and they like ancient Egypt and they want to be Kemetans and they want to practice Egyptian yoga and Smaitawi and the whole nine yards. And yet they don't want to let go of Western culture. And if you want to be a true practitioner, you have to grow. Doesn't mean you have to let go, but you have to grow beyond. You must really realize that Africa was not just the mother of civilization, the mother of human beings. Because now it's also been proven that all human beings came from Africa. So everybody in the world are Africans. So not only that, we must have the vision that Africa also is the mother of philosophy, the mother of culture, the mother of civilization. And we must understand how to look at that. Not through Western scholarship or Western eyes, but we must look at it through our own eyes, through our own scholarship, through our own practice. See, this is the key, again, that I bring up. Our scholars cannot just be in universities. They must be in the temple also. They must be developing themselves.
The myths are beautiful stories, and as you know, within a lot of cultures that are outside of the Western culture, there's a lot of folklore and storytelling that goes on as part of the culture, as one of the very foundations of the culture, and it was no different in the Kemetic culture. These myths are so very important because, whereas a child, you may not go to a child and say, you know, your higher self and lower self, and your higher self is going to unite with your lower self, and you're going to have this battle with each other, and you know, all of this technical terminology. But through the myth, you can tell the child a story. As they grow up and they start to live their life, then they start to actually understand how the story filters into every aspect of life itself.
Into metaphysics and spiritual philosophy.
The myths that have been created by the ancient sages are really, we call them psycho-spiritual, because the biggest part of what they do is they work with the mind. They purify the mind. They help the mind to understand this deepest essence. When we say the deeper essence, the deepest essence of a human being is transcendental, it actually means it's beyond the mind. But yet, it is the mind that has to become purified to such a pure state that it is able to reflect this higher essence within itself.
So the idea of mythology, this is something that again would take a whole presentation in and of itself. The idea of myth and mythology. Mythology is a study of myth, and our great heritage of myth. All of the and this is an ongoing dissemination that is occurring. The spiritual wealth of the myth is so grand that after so many years we're still doing it, we're still disseminating.
And actually, in Western culture today, Western culture is actually being fed these myths today, but just not knowing the deeper source. And the credit is actually going to the Western culture for it. For example, one of the very
tell the story of the Summer Resurrection first.
Well, one of the very basic, one of the myths that is the very core of the Kemetic religion and philosophy is the myth, the Assyrian Resurrection, as was briefly alluded to before, the characters of Asar and Aset, Osiris and Isis, and their son, Horus or Heru.
And the Uncle Set.
And the Uncle Set.
Who's the brother of Aset and Asar?
This very basic myth has been refed through the Western culture.
Asar was the king of ancient Egypt. And then Aset, his wife and queen, his brother Set, became jealous and murdered Asar through the resurrection power, the Nahas, that we discussed earlier, that Aset had. She brought him back, and they engendered a child who was Heru. And
does it sound like a movie that you've seen within the past few years where the father is killed by the evil uncle who then steals the throne from the son? The son is actually chased out of the kingdom and goes off into the swamps or into the forest to find himself, to discover himself. And then he returns to...
Oh, before that, he's helped by a sage.
Oh, he's helped by a sage, a baboon sage. That's also important.
Who's another uncle. the good uncle, Chahuti.
And what should be coming to mind is the story of, and then he returns to basically
challenge the uncle
and mm-hmm. to redeem his father and regain the throne. And what should be coming to mind is the story of the Lion King that was so popular a few years ago. This is your culture. This is the Kemetic culture that is being fed back into Western culture. Sure, but most people don't know the sources of that. Also, the story of Hamlet. You have the same, the father, who's killed by the uncle, who steals the throne away from the son, and the son has to come back. And there's so many correlations once you get into actually the stories, the specific stories. The spirit of the father that comes to the son in the story of Hamlet, that also occurs in the Assyrian resurrection. The spirit of Asar comes to his son Heru and tells him he must challenge his father. And that was also the same, if I recall, in The Lion King.
Yes, the Mufasa came back. And in fact, in the movie, Mufasa came back in the form of the Orion stars, where you look in the sky, and Orion is the stars of Asar in the Kemetic culture. And the other correlation is with the Star Wars movie series, where you had essentially the same issue, where the uncle, who is the alter ego of the Darth Vader character, the Anakin Skywalker, is the alter ego. And he kills off Anakin Skywalker. The child has to run in and hide. The child is taught by a sage. He comes back and challenges the uncle, and he redeems the father. This is the same essential story that we're talking about with the Assyrian resurrection. And why is it that in our community, we're not telling this story? And we're not talking about the deep, not just social character, because it has a lot of important social issues about righteousness and truth and so on and so forth. But what about the deeper mystical characteristics, the metaphysics that it represents? And that discovering that higher nature within oneself. So there are many important issues. This is like a hidden treasure that we're talking about here.
There's also the other two other major myths. There's the myth of the goddess Heteru, also known as the goddess Hathor, and how she basically is.
Women get weary.
We can do that on this end. This end is WBAI 99.5 FM. And in your day, hopefully you're going to try a little tenderness first with yourself. Because if you're not doing it for yourself, you certainly can't do it for anybody else. All right? A little tenderness with yourself. And I feel that's what I'm offering today when I offer these wonderful packages. These wonderful, wonderful packages. It is an effort to help you try a little tenderness in your own life by expanding your consciousness and putting into your life tools and information that help you live a better life and help you help your children and grandchildren and neighbors to live a better life. And the package we're offering today, I just can't say enough about it, is off the charts fantastic. It's Egyptian yoga. You've been listening to Dr. Muwatta Ashby and his wife, Karen, telling you and describing to you the importance of understanding the roots of yoga on the continent of Africa. And didn't I hear him say, it's not just Mother Africa, it's the mother of human beings. We all know that, the cradle of civilization. We're offering the book, about 300 pages long, fully illustrated, with a wonderful index and lots of detailed information about symbols that's very helpful to me. It's called Egyptian Yoga, the Philosophy of Enlightenment. And we're offering that along with a CD that we've been playing for you today of chants. And it's been very, very inspiring. We have that book, the CD, an audio 60 minutes, and a video, a 60-minute video. It's a video lecture describing the roots of Egyptian yoga. It's a lesson in itself. The package is an education. Let's put it that way. And we're offering this package for $250 at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We're also making available to you the book and the CD separate for $150. I encourage you, if you can think about it at all, to please get the package. Get it into your life, into your hands. If you're on a spiritual journey and you're making an effort to understand other cultures, if you want to know about, for example, the relationship between Christianity and its roots in Africa, it's a very interesting discussion. We also want to thank some people who have already taken advantage of this wonderful premium this morning. 212-209-2950. One caller is on the line. Will you join that caller and get some part of this package this morning? We want to thank Elio Martinez for becoming a renewed member, and you'll get your package. We also want to thank Faith Soner. And Faith, you're from Northport, New York. I don't quite know where that is. I'm thinking it's upstate, though. All right. And we've got some great places here. I want to thank Marvin Lynch, who's in Jamaica, New York, getting the yoga book and the CD, a great, great package. And Caroline Russell from the Bronx. This is wonderful. You're getting the book, and you're making an effort there. And, you know, when you want something, you've got to put something into it. And usually when we want something spiritual, we have to put all that we have into it, mind, body, soul, and finances into it. We have to step out on faith and begin to gather the information that we need. And we need information. We really do. I was saying yesterday, there's so much I'm learning older. Silly little things that I even may say things on the air, and it's stuff that if I had known when I was younger, I imagine I would have made different choices. But you have a chance now to get first educated yourself about the contributions of Africa. All of us, white and black, need to understand the contributions that emanate from Africa. And we need to acknowledge that. And then we can move on. All right, 212-209-2950 is the number. Join your neighbor and become a member. Become a member of this station. Get this package into your hands. I have about 4 more minutes, and then I'm really out of here. And I'd love to see a flurry of phone calls if you've been thinking it over. Join hands with me in the little time that I'm on the air here. Help me help each other start a flow going for good, a flow for peaceful working together and a harmonious working out of all of our problems. It starts with you and you and me and you and all of us. I mean, that is where it starts. You are a piece of the puzzle, and so am I. Okay, so the more you take care of yourself, the more we have hope of a solution to our daily problems, our world problems, planetary issues. 212-209-2950. Can we just get a few calls before I say, have a good day and I'll see you tomorrow? Let's get a few calls. 212-209-2950. We take American Express. We accept. I can't learn to say we accept. We accept American Express, MasterCard, and Visa cards. And we love them, in fact, for this purpose. Will you do that? Thank you for that call. Will you join this caller on the line? Will you do that? Join this caller on the line and get some part of this package into your hands. Put you to sleep or woke you up. But it's certainly wonderful, wonderful focusing music, focusing chanting. And that is from the CD that we're making available. And this is it, folks. It's 8:29 and I'm out of here right after I say to you, if you would like this package, this Egyptian yoga package, you can continue calling. There are volunteers in the pledge room to take your calls at 212-209-2950. There's one caller on the line, and a flurry would be great to leave here to get us over the hump. We just need another caller, actually. Probably we're over that. I'm not even going to worry about that. But keep calling. Get some part of it into your life, all right? Start the day off in a big way, in a positive way, we say every day. You've been a great, great listening audience, as usual. I'm not surprised. We have coming up, remember I told you earlier, coming up is attorney Alton Maddox and Utrice Lee, and I'm going to sit right in here and listen because I'm ready for a good morning show, and I'm sure it'll be provocative and exciting, and we'll learn something. We'll learn something, and that is the key. We will learn something on WBAI Radio. We're at 99.5 FM. Hey, wait a minute. Those of you who are up and down the dial surfing, stop right here. You're at the place to be. This is the spot. Free speech radio, corporate free radio. We're here for you, and we are listener supported. Thank you for those callers who are continuing to call. I'm very happy with what we did today together. Now you stay tuned, and you're going to be in for an exciting treat.
Rivers with nowhere to run. There are dreams unfulfilled, desires buried in the remains of an abandoned soul. They are the beauty of spring, blinded by the snowstorm of winter. Soon they will see their beauty, their strength, their love. And like the rivers flow into the sea, they will unite as one. Then our voice will be more powerful than a gun. And as we speak, we'll get things done.
Grenades in their eyes, and death is their prize. Peace will arise and destroy the lies. Grenades in their eyes, and death is their prize.
Grenades in their eyes, and that is their prize. So say the last poets from the CD titled Holy Terror. Hello out there, and good morning to you. My name is Utrice Lead, and we are here in the midst of our fundraising drive, the drive to raise funds so that this station can continue to do its work of bringing to you, directly to you, from the community itself, the voices that have been in the forefront of monitoring the pulse of the community. We don't need translators. We already have them, and they are in great supply. Today is a very special day here at WBAI, and I hope as you listen throughout the day, you will agree. For today, we lift up and celebrate the fact that among us is a true soldier. His name is Alton Maddox, and this day is a day that we thank him for the work that he has done and continues to do in behalf of people's struggles everywhere. Now, you may ask, why would a fundraising drive focus on a person? Well, we do all the time focus on people who make extraordinary contributions to our collective progress and advancement. And in that category, Alton Maddox more than qualifies as a person who deserves to be lifted up and to be celebrated. For here's a person who constantly has remained true to the idea of service to the people. Service to the people. And service to the people in an arena in which, head-on, he collides with the old maxim of race oppression in the United States. You do know, of course, it's no news to you that we live in an apartheid society, a trenchantly racist, segregated society. And although some people are persuaded these days that they have overcome, many of us recognize the truth, and the truth is that we are overcome, and we are overcome by the vestiges of white supremacist thinking and practice. And again, that affects us all. The notion that by virtue of your skin color, you will be forever relegated to the periphery of power, decision making, and everything else. You have to ask permission simply to live, to breathe. That has been the stark legacy of people of color in the United States. Despite all of the talk about constitutional protections and rights and freedoms, we are very clear that for particular groupings of people, and particularly people of color in the United States, those rights are neither inalienable nor guaranteed. And from time to time, we have had the opportunity to witness the battle fought in the arena of the courts over this very elementary principle. Do people in the United States, all people, enjoy the same rights, protections, and privileges? The answer clearly has been and continues to be no. Why, then, is this inequity? Why does it exist? Well, the answers are quite complicated. But from time to time, we have had the benefit in these oppressed communities to observe the gladiators who come forth to wage battle in the name of all the oppressed. And today, we choose Alton Maddox as such a person. Alton Maddox really doesn't like talking about himself very much. In fact, he does a great job of shifting the spotlight away from himself. And that is why we decided that he will be chosen just the same, and we will explore with him throughout this day elements of his career as a legal giant and a soldier among us who continues to step up to the plate in defense of his people and their rights. The case for which Alton Maddox most notably has been associated, and it's only because it's been the most recent of the cases, he has been associated with many controversial cases. But at the root of all of these cases always has been the racial aspect. He didn't make it so, but that, in fact, has been the case, because that is the battle. Sometimes it is fought in a court of law, but racial inequities are battled against every day by ordinary people just trying their best to go about their lives every day. And in the course of doing ordinary, everyday things, they have to exert extraordinary effort and restraint and control simply to get through the day. They suffer these indignities, these harms that are absorbed simply by going through the day. These assaults on their humanity. Now, the larger society would say, and many people make the argument, even in the so-called progressive community, that we should be beyond this point by now. Why are people so obsessed with race? Why can't we all, as the famous question was asked, why can't we all just get along? The answer is we can't. We can't just get along because the understanding isn't there. But in the way of getting along is this notion that some people are imbued, they are ordained by a higher power of some sort to forever be in charge. And they are in charge
Big things and little things. Little things like whether you live at all, or where you live. Whether your children get a quality education. Whether you qualify for a job. Whether you should breathe some of their oxygen. Little things like that. But they're in charge of those things. They're in charge of those things where they are, and even where they physically are not. They may live in London, but they are in charge of these things in Barbados. They may live in New York City, but they are in charge of these things in Papua New Guinea. They're just in charge. Now, whether they're qualified to be in charge is one thing, but they are in charge. And militarily, they enforce this self-ascribed right to be in charge. But again, in the midst of all of this despair, in the midst of all of the monumental problems that confront us every day, there are very assuring signs. They don't come around too often, but they show up from time to time. And when they do, it behooves the community to stop and take notice. Be thankful and be supportive. The community is extremely thankful that in the midst of a long history of being sold out for these days even less than 30 pieces of silver, in the midst of careers that some people have made on the backs of suffering people, there are still those who hold on to principle. And a principle that was laid down generations and generations ago. And such a person is Alton Maddox. Alton Maddox has many credits to his name, but dubious ones as well. I say dubious because he happens to be the attorney in the state of New York who has made history by virtue of breaking the record for being suspended indefinitely. No other attorney in the history of the state of New York has been suspended without any final determination for as long as Alton Maddox has. The reason for his suspension we'll explore today, but it has to do with a lawyer deciding that he would stand up for the rights of a then 15-year-old black girl in Dutchess County, New York. And neither hell nor high water would change his commitment. That's an extraordinary price to pay. And for 11 years now, he has held to that principle. So that's one of the dubious distinctions. The other is that he was a litigant in a civil trial in the state of New York that was the longest lasting civil trial in the history of jurisprudence in the state of New York, and that is the Brawley case. This is a case that I have covered extensively and I know quite well, and I know full well that all there is to know has not yet been told about this case, but enough has been exposed to call into question the conduct of the state, the prosecutors, the judge, and generally the apparatus of government in this trial, which ended, again, quite controversially, with a determination that the plaintiff, who properly belonged in this case as a target of prosecution, but was made into a plaintiff not by a jury, but by a system. This case is, in fact, in my view, this case is the greatest example yet of how the criminal justice system fulfills the mission that Malcolm X appointed to when he said that it could make the innocent look guilty and the guilty innocent. We'll get to that later today. What I want us to do is to be very supportive today, to be jubilant, in fact, that this opportunity is available to assist this station in lifting up and commemorating and celebrating and thanking this stalwart attorney, Alton Maddox, who all these years has done just one thing and done it excellently. Excellently. The record shows that he has been consistent, he has been constant, he has been thorough, and above all, absolutely dedicated to oppressed people, his people, not only in the city of New York, that he has absolutely no respect for geographic boundaries because they are artificial, but he has supreme respect for the integrity of all people to enjoy their inalienable rights. So today, I'm asking you to make this a record-setting fundraiser today, because today we're offering, in fact, premiums associated with Alton Maddox. We already have, in fact, one of our volunteers insisted that he start off the round of pledge drives, of pledges during this pledge drive of, in this segment, with a wonderful, generous donation of $500. Thank you very much. The number to call is 212-209-2950, and I'll tell you what it is I'm asking you to support. Today, we are going to concentrate on supporting Alton Maddox. When I say supporting, he needs the same kind of support the station needs, which is to say, to lift him up, give him courage to move on, because he's at a stage where he must complete this trial. And it is a trial worth noting. Many of you have been following this case for a long time. It is at a critical point. We will get to that. But before we do, let me tell you the ways in which you can support this station and you can help us celebrate and commemorate and lift up Alton Maddox, the people's legal champion. The state deciding to take his license away has absolutely nothing to do with my opinion and the opinion of many in the community that he is a legal champion. And we are saying today is Alton Maddox Day right here on WBAI. If you make a pledge, and let's have some music, please. It's a very nice way to start the day. And a first round of pledging, that's fine. And let's open up the phone line so we can hear you call in. If you make a pledge of $250 using your Visa, American Express, or MasterCard, we will invite you to a very special evening with Alton Maddox, in which he will deliver a talk. And in this talk, he will share with us all pieces of information that are going to be part of a special appeal that would shortly be made. In fact, he's writing the brief right now. 212-209-2950. And the topic will be history, race, and the law. You make a pledge of $250. You bring a friend. You get to bring a friend to this very special evening with Alton Maddox. 212-209-2950. We will schedule that very shortly because we need to know just how many people we have to arrange for. And we're hoping that it would be so overwhelming a response, we'll have to get Madison Square Garden to get this evening done. 212-209-2950. I need to see those phone lines lit up. As a salute to Alton Maddox, I think it is insulting to have him come here and even say one word without us first saying, Alton Maddox, we love you, we think you are the greatest, and if this is any way at all that we can support you, this is the way to do it, supporting WBAI. 212-209-2950. If you make a pledge of $200, we will get you a compilation of briefings about the Brawley case. 212-209-2950. Briefings about the Brawley case, a pledge of $200. And if you make a pledge of $150, we give you four tapes, four 90-minute tapes, highlighting some of the critical points in this case. If you would like the briefings and the tapes, if you would like that whole package of information, you can make a pledge of $300 and it will be yours. 212-209-2950. I need to hear the phone lines ringing. I'm not hearing them ringing. I see two calls on the line. That's not nearly enough. Alton Maddox is going to be here, and this is the time to walk the walk. You talk the talk all the time. Let's see if, in fact, this station, which has brought you much of the updates, many of the issues concerning the case as it has progressed. We are at a critical point now in this case, and this is the time you would want to make your pledge. 212-209-2950. I'm particularly interested in you being there for an evening with Alton Maddox as he delivers this talk, History, Race, and the Law. You get to bring someone to this very special event. We are hoping to rent a major, major venue because we want the place to be packed and overflowing. 212-209-2950. Am I hearing the phones ring? I see two callers on the line. 212-209-2950 is the number. I need to see seven calls before, thank you very much, before Alton Maddox gets here. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much. 212-209-2950. We have much ground to cover today. It is going to be a great day. Call your friends and let them know. It is Alton Maddox Day right here on WBAI. 212-209-2950. It is Alton Maddox Day. Do you have a friend in an office? Tell them to call up and... That's right. Tell them to do what they have to do. 212-209-2950. It is Alton Maddox Day right here on WBAI. And we are saying if you make a support, a pledge of support, indeed we will be able to say to Alton Maddox, you see, WBAI listeners have cherished you. We cherish you. We think you are wonderful. We think you are absolutely necessary. We think what is being done to you is unjust. And you can count on us to be in your corner. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much for those calls. I need 10 more before we move on. Alton Maddox is right here, but I will not permit him to come on the air until we have done the right thing. He is not going to say a word. I'm going to have him tied up and muzzled right here. He will not say a word until we understand that we have a statement to make. And, of course, freedom is not free. And this is what it is we are saying. When we have champions among us, we must never let them down. 212-209-2950. I want you to know it is Alton Maddox Day right here on WBAI 99.5 FM. I want the total board please to reflect what our current total is. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. 212-209-2950. Could you clear the total, please? And we're starting afresh because we are setting a record here today. We are setting a record. That's right. It is Alton Maddox Day. I want you to call your friends. I want you to call your relatives. I want you to call the activists out there and let them know that it is the day to walk the walk. We're not interested in talking the talk today. Walk the walk as well. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much for those calls. 212-209-2950.